Hey, Granny, Devin, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Last Tuesday, the Banking Commission informed Lum and Abner that they were illegally operating a bank without a charter and ordered them to remove their bank signs and return all their depositors' money within 24 hours. Wednesday was spent in rounding up their customers and urging them to withdraw their money. And today, as we look in on the little community, we find two ex-bankers in their jot-and-down store clearing away the last remnants of their financial institution. Listen.
How about these old bank ledgers, Long? You want them thrown away, too?
I reckon so. May as well, Abner. Never could get the things to balance no way. Must be something wrong with them. We've done give everybody their money back.
Yeah, well, what about these deposit slips? We could use them here to make out grocery orders on.
No, better get you out of them. We don't want no evidence laying around here that we ever even had a bank.
We don't, huh?
No. That bank commission can't prove nothing their way.
Yeah. Well, what about these here rubber stamps?
Well, some of them we can keep all right. Them that don't say nothing about a bank.
Insufficient funds.
Yeah, we can keep that. We'll get a bill from the wholesale house that we can't pay. We can just stamp insufficient funds on it and mail it back to them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There's one there that says Lum Edwards, president. You can keep that, too. I'll be president of something else for long. I don't know what, but something.
Yeah.
I'll go through them and sort them out.
Well, this pen and ink we can still use here.
Oh, I don't know. May as well throw them away, too, Abner. That ink set out there so long, it's got too thick for store use. Fine for a bank or a post office.
Yeah, it's got to where it smears good now.
What I'm worried about is that big safe down there. What are we going to do with it?
Well, I just allowed we'd keep that for the store.
Yeah, that don't look right. Big hole in the floor with a safe down in it.
Well, it's cool down there, Long. We could keep the potatoes in it. They wouldn't sprout so easy.
Look kind of silly, though. Go down there and open a big vault to get somebody a quarter's worth of potatoes.
Yeah.
I think we better put that flooring back in and shiver it over and just leave the safe down in there. That'd be a heap cheaper than trying to move it.
Not have no basement at all?
Ain't no basement. Just a hole where the safe fell through the floor. We just boarded up around it and left it there.
Well, we could put some things down in there every day with a special price on them and sort of have a bargain basement.
I think the best thing to do is just lock our money up in it and board it over and leave it there.
Leave that $4,000 down in there?
I know good and well I ain't going to put it in that bank at the county seat. Not after the way that board of directors talked to me in there the other day. Insinuated that I never knowed nothing about the banking business.
Well, that's going to be awful unhandy, Long. Have to tear the floor up every time we want to get a dollar or two out of the safe. Cost us more to fix the floor back every time, and it's worse.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to save money, though. We'll think twice before we've done it.
Yeah. Well, reckon it'd be safe down there, Long, the money?
That's where we've been keeping it.
Yeah, but we had a bank then.
Well, it's the same safe we was using then.
Yeah. But I never worry when my money's in a bank, but I don't want to leave no $2,000 just laying around in a safe.
Well, you can do whatever you want to with your half of it. Mine's going to stay in there.
I don't know. You're going to chance it, why? I reckon I am, too. What are we going to do with this war petition here, Lana?
I don't know, hardly. It's got to where I kind of like the looks of it, though.
Yeah, but we ain't got no bank. Ain't no use to have part of the store petitioned off that way.
I was just thinking, I might use that for office for myself.
That whole thing for an office?
I don't know what else to do with it.
Well, why don't we just tear it down and get it out of here?
Oh, sort of hate to do that.
Well, let me. I'll do it. Ain't no one thing I love better than to tear something down. Seems like you're doing something wrong, but nobody to stop you. So if I could just save that till Halloween, it'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Till Halloween?
Yeah. Then slip down here of a night and just tear that thing all to pieces. Nobody couldn't stop me, neither.
Well, just don't be in no hurry about it. You'll find some use for it. What does it look like to you?
A bank.
Yeah, but we can't run no bank.
Oh.
Looks sort of like a post office, too, but we can't put in one of them, either. Dick Huddleston done got the post office down his store.
Well, it looks sort of like a ticket winner at the depot.
Yeah, there, sort of.
Well, why don't we put in a depot, Lum?
Depot in Pine Ridge?
Yeah, they ain't the one in town. Sell railroad tickets here. Folks come in here, wait for the train, why, sit around the store here and get hungry and buy lunch goods and clothing. Might see something they forgot to pack, you know, and buy.
Abner, there ain't even a train in Pine Ridge.
Well, no, of course not. Ain't no depot for them to stop at. We could advertise ours. Just tell them we got one here and get enough passengers here, why, they'll put a train through. Don't you worry about that.
For goodness sake.
I could call out the train for them, Mom. Train's leaving for Hevener, Fort Smith, Joplin, Kansas City, and Point Eastport.
There ain't no way to call a train. I understood every word you said.
Well, that's the first time I ever tried it, Mom. I reckon you sort of have to practice to call a name to where nobody can understand you.
Yeah, they must.
Reckon why they do that. Go to all the bother to call them out and nobody can understand a word they say.
I don't know.
Must be so they'll get on the wrong train and then have to buy a ticket back to where they left out from. Sell more tickets that way, I reckon.
Might be, I don't know. May as well forget the depot idea, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I can learn to call them, Mom. If I can't, well, we can get old Grandpa Master. Since he's got them new plates of his, he can't understand a word he says nowhere.
Well, I don't mean for that reason. It'd be plumb silly to put in a depot where there ain't no railroad. Like that old lettered saying of mine, you can take Mohammed to the mountain, but you can't take the mountain to Mohammed.
Why, sure, you can
I say it'd be plumb foolish to put a depot in Pine Ridge when there ain't even no railroad here.
Yeah, but I mean, about whatever you said that wants to be took to the mountain.
Oh, I said, if the mountain won't come to Mohammed, Mohammed will have to go to the mountain.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Mountain ain't gonna come to nobody. I don't care who it is. What if you want to go to the mountains for long?
I don't know, Abner.
Well, is he looking for that old lost Spanish mine that's supposed to be around here?
No, he ain't looking for nothing.
Oh. Must be going hunting, I reckon. Deer hunting. The season's open now. That's just about what he's after.
Yeah, more than likely. But that still ain't figuring out what we're going to do with this war petition in here.
Well, when did he want to go, Lom? That Mr. Mohammed.
Abner, Mohammed said that years and years ago.
Well, if he's been waiting on the mountain, well, no wonder he ain't got out there yet. Maybe he's so old now he can't climb good, Lom. That's just about the trouble. Can't climb over the mountain. Poor old fella. I'll take him deer hunting. Ain't no more than 3 miles from town, neither, to where we'll go. Cedric can drive us out there, and he won't have to walk, not more than 100 yards at the most, Lum. Put him on a good stand there, he can just sit there under a tree and wait till one comes along and knock it over. I'll guarantee to get him a deer. That's what I'll do.
Well, that's fine. I know he'll appreciate it, too.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just sort of glad the chance to go myself. Been wanting to go hunting the worst way. Uncle Henry Lockwood was telling me about this place.
You are,
yeah. Yeah, he told me the other day, he said there's a salt lick down there on that lower 40 of his. Says I can sit there any morning I want to and get me a buck. Says they're just eating up them peas of his, just ruining his crop.
Well, I don't know. I reckon we may as well just leave it there till we find some use for it.
Yeah, but the season closes next week, Lum. We ought to go in the morning, what we ought to do. Reckon he could go in the morning?
Who?
Mr. Mohammed, that fella you just now tell me about wanting to go deer hunting.
For goodness sake.
Don't you want to go with us?
No.
Well, of course he's your friend, but I don't mind taking him out for you. I know it's what he ought to do, just stay over at my place tonight. And then I want to get out there before daylight, get him located on a stand. He'll be just right there handy for me.
Yeah, that'd be the thing to do, all right.
And if you're there at the place, why, I'll just wake him up when I get up, and then Elizabeth can have breakfast first, and we'll head right out. Right down there by that salt lake, by them pin oak plants, that's the place. I'm glad you told me about him, Lon. Yes, sir, this trap, Lon. Where are you going?
I'm going over to the barber shop. Any place to you get this deer hunting off your mind. I'll be back after a while.
Well, will you tell that fella to stay over at the place tonight, and then we'll head out early in the morning?
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Yeah, tell him to come for supper if he wants to, Lon.
Yeah, well, he'll love that, I know. He ain't had in several hundred years.
For the land's sake.
I'll see you after a while.
Yeah, all right. Chunky, he must be hungry. Poor old fella. It's a long time to wait, I'll say that. Hello? Elizabeth? You better lay an extra plate for supper tonight. Going to have company. Yes, I'm deer hunter.